Welcome to another episode of A Thousand Voices podcast. This is chapter 5, and I'm talking about friendships. And as much as I've shared on the last about 7 episodes, this is the last one on on chapter 5. It's not to say I don't have much to say about friendships. I feel like I do, but at the same time, I've shared what is valuable enough, and I think that's okay. I hope you guys accept that. So the last episode, I'm talking about healing from the betrayal, because the previous episode I was talking about fake friends or toxic friendship. And again, guys, always feel free, if you want me to talk more about these friendships, I'm more than happy to continue, but this is kind of the end of chapter 5. So you will learn how to heal from betrayal, how to protect yourself, and how to cultivate genuine connections. So understanding that a fake friend, or even when you have a friendship breakup, you have to acknowledge the pain. Allow yourself to feel. That is the only way you can let it go. Because if you don't, you don't want to know what's going to happen next. It will just turn you into this resentful person, this angry person. You are not functioning, you know, as you should. And I don't think that is fair on anyone. You just have to love yourself, accept yourself, acknowledge yourself, and forgive yourself. Releasing all of that pain, releasing all of that resentment, allows you to float. And once you float, you actually reach greater heights, and you also get to have more people into your life that are actually genuine about you. Then rebuilding trust is a gradual process. Don't rush yourself. Take some time. It's very difficult to like trust again, especially after your trust has been broken. But what life would we live if we don't trust? I always say this. People always say, no, you trust too much, you shouldn't trust. But then at the same time, if you don't trust, then you turn away any opportunity that could potentially change your life because you don't trust. It's very uncertain. You wouldn't know, right? So if you're moving in life without trusting, what life would it be? At least that's how I see it. You still have to trust. Yes, you gotta have your own reservations, but you still have to trust. And after your trust is broken, take time. You rebuild. You rebuild just like a wound. When you get hurt or you're injured, you heal. A bone can be broken and it still, you know, gets back to its natural state. So just take time and allow yourself, right? Then learn from the experience. This is very big. I have this experience that happened to me recently where I confided in someone, completely ignored all the red flags, allowed them into my life, and they literally took my heart out. That's what they did. And they ate it in my face, which is devastating. And it leaves you like in a state of what, like you just ask all these questions and you don't even know, like, because nobody's gonna answer you. But at the end of the day, time heals. You know, people do nasty, evil things. Sometimes hurt people, and it's not even your fault. They have whatever that hurt them, that is causing them to behave the way they did, and that's their business. I've personally just taken some time for my own personal growth. I've improved my personal awareness, And this has helped me appreciate and value the people that are close to me, my family, and the few friends that I have, and I'm grateful for that. Finding closure and letting go of the past. Sometimes situations like this can be so toxic that the best way to do is, like, the best thing to do is to let go. Be the bigger person. Just walk away. Walk away. Even if they scammed you, just walk away. Just allow yourself to let go, detach, because that, if you hold on to whatever that happened, you stop living because you're in pain, you're hurt, and that's all you think about. Imagine having somebody that destroyed you or tried to destroy you, living in your head 24/7. That's not life. And the best way to get rid of that is to let go. Let go of the past. Embrace the future, which is bright and beautiful. And focus on your healing. Focus on your healing. So how do you protect yourself? Set healthy boundaries. Prioritize self-care. Say no. Oh, gosh. If there is a professor in whatever university that has a degree or PhD to teach people how to say no, sign me up. If there is any university, any academic institution that has modules on teaching people how to say no, sign me up. I need that. I really, really need that. Because I think that has been my biggest weakness. Like, I struggle to say no. I struggle. I cannot say no. Like, I am trying now, obviously, because of this experience. My gut feeling was telling me, but I still carried on. And you know what? I learned from it. I have to take some time now just celebrating my achievements, because these are some of the things that kept me afloat. Because it's like, wait a minute. This part is not so great, but wow, look at the side of things. It's so amazing. And I feel like if you're in a situation where maybe something tragic happened to you, you have a breakup, your heart is broken, focus on the positive that is happening in your life. Actually amplify the speed and the light of that experience, and that will help you come out of that dark place. I am so grateful for the light that pulled me out of just trying to understand, like, why, and not finding any answers or any responses to why someone could be so evil. They come into your life with intentions of pretending to be a friend only to just get close to you so you can share your vulnerabilities for them to now use that and monetize that. Life is hectic. Anyway, create a strong supportive system. This is all thanks to my family. I am grateful for my siblings, especially my little sister, Junice. I love you so much. And Giggs, I love you so much. You guys are the best. Also, my parents, love them, love them. I'm so grateful and I'm thankful. And I'm going to keep learning how to say no. I will. I will, I promise. Now, the last part of this is, you know, genuine friendships are beautiful. I have beautiful friendships. And I just feel like sometimes you have to close the door to friendships and just be grateful for the friends that you have, and not necessarily try to make any more new friends, because the ones that you have already share your values. It's people that you trust, people that you know. You have some sort of mutual respect. And keep it that way. Like, you don't need to have any more new friends. Like, I think the ones that you have are fine. Also, after this whole thing, you have to be open to learning new things and realizing that life is always ups and downs. There is not a day that or day or month or a year that passes by without something good or bad happening. That's just the existence we are part of. There's a rainy day. There's a sunny day. There's a cold day. There's a hot day. There's a windy day. And that's just how life is. And that I think the sooner we embrace this and go with the flow, no matter what flow it is, if it's windy, go with the flow. If it's cold, go with the flow. If it's warm, go with the flow. Just allow yourself to adapt to life, because it's uncertain and it's not guaranteed. Every single day that you wake up, it's a miracle. Like just waking up, sleeping actually, and then waking up, getting to do what you do, whether you like it or not, it's a miracle. And I think if we embrace and accept the small little things in life, so much goodness would happen around us. And we can only pray and continuously desire to improve the quality of our experiences. I think that is the biggest goal. Because in the midst of all the chaos and not understanding what's happening next or what's going to happen next, having the ability to have great and beautiful quality of life where you can sleep sound mind at night without anything bothering you, and you wake up and you are grateful for sight, and you're grateful for a beautiful day, and you're grateful for breathing, and you're grateful for health, I think that is even much more wealthier than anything else. And I hope you find this for yourself. You find beautiful friends, or you continuously cherish the ones that you have and appreciate them, and appreciate your family and other relationships that you have. It can be your lover, it can be your siblings, it can be whatever it is. Like, just appreciate something good and beautiful that you have, because it could be worse, you know. It could be nasty. I always feel somehow when I end a chapter, but I think in the long run I will recycle all of these chapters, I promise you. I would definitely, I don't know, maybe episode 150 or 200, you'll find me talking about these things again. And I hope you stick with me on this journey and you enjoy each moment, and let's just walk together in this thing called life.